We're going to talk today about gossip. It's not being singled out to any individual. It's being singled out to all of us. You know, gossip is sin. A lot of times, it's easy to categorize sin. You know, we all like to think that, you know, somebody that commits murder, that's a sin, and it is. Somebody that commits adultery, that's a sin. But when you talk about gossip, that's something that we've probably all are guilty of or have been guilty of. It's nice to think that not a lot of us, hopefully, are guilty of murder. Hopefully, none of us recently have committed bank robbery. Nice to like to think about that. But then we get talking about gossip, and it is a sin, and it's ugly. I don't think any sin is pretty. The Bible doesn't proclaim that. But this is something that we've all been affected by one way or the other. Either guilty of, or we felt the effects of gossip. Gossip is slander. It really is. It's, you know, there's no such thing as, oh, it's just a little innocent gossip. If it's gossip, it is slander. Now, not all social conversation is gossip. You can talk with people and it not be gossip. You know the difference. You know the difference. The word for slander is diabolos, it's translated the devil. It's translated the accuser. In 2 Timothy 3:3, Timothy is being warned by Paul that in the last days, we've been covering this in our Wednesday night Bible study recently, that in the last days, people are going to get bad. They're going to be lovers of self, lovers of money. They're going to be selfish. They're going to be slanderers. And it, in this passage in 2 Timothy, it gets just how nitty-gritty gossip is. And people that are slanderers talking about others. In Titus 2:3, Paul is reminding Titus about people not to be like this. Warn the older women not to be slanderers, because it's an ugly business and it has great effects. If you would turn to James, the 3rd chapter, Hugh read our scripture reading today, and it encompassed part of this passage. I'd like for us to read this. I'll be starting in verse 2. This is about the mouth. Now, I understand not all sin and not all dangerous things that the mouth does is necessarily gossip. But gossip definitely falls into this category. James says, starting in chapter 3, verse 2, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature, of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. That sums up the dangers of the mouth and the sins that can be committed by the mouth. It says, with it we praise God and we curse men. These things ought not to be so. In Proverbs 6, we had a lesson a couple months ago over this passage. This is a very powerful passage, just a few verses. Some very, very strong language is used in this. Proverbs 6, starting in verse 16, it says, these six things the Lord hates. That is strong language there. The Lord hates. It says, yes, seven are an abomination to Him. And we see some things in this list that God hates that can be produced by our mouth. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies. That's gossip. And one who sows discord among the brethren. Tell me when gossip doesn't sow discord. You can sow discord among the brethren in ways other than gossip. You can cause division other ways than just gossip. But tell me when gossip doesn't sow discord among the brethren. I heard this. This is not mine. I heard it from somebody else long ago. I don't remember who. But I give that preacher credit. When you're talking with somebody, if you have a question about whether it's getting into gossip or not, ask yourself some questions. One, is it true? So much of what human beings, and I don't care whether it's in, I'm more concerned about what goes on in the church, but whether it's at work, whether it's in the family, whether, look at just in the news, how many times here's something that people have to make corrections on. Is it true? Before we spread information or try to spread information, let's ask ourselves, is the information even true? Not hearsay, I like watching the TV show Law and Order. And a lot of times something in court will be shot down because it's hearsay. You didn't hear it yourself. That you're not sure that it's even true. You've heard. Ask yourself, is something true? And then ask yourself, even if it can be confirmed that something is true, is it necessary? Just because something is true doesn't necessarily mean it has to be broadcast. There's a lot of things that are true about me that I'd just soon not everybody and the brother know. There's things about you that is true that you probably just would soon it not be broadcast hither and yon. And then the last question, does it build up somebody or does it tear them down? Those are some good questions to ask before we start yapping about people to other people. We ask ourselves these questions. And I'll tell you, these questions right there would eliminate a lot of gossip. And like I said, no individual is being singled out. This is something we all are either involved in. We're either the yapper, we're either the listener, or we're the one that the yapper and the listener is yapping and listening about. We can be the one that's harmed by the gossip. Gossip is one of those things we're all affected by, one way or the other. Hebrews 3:13, the Hebrew writer says, "But exhort one another daily." Daily. We live in a society, this valley is pretty big. We don't see each other daily. In some of the, in the first century, when the people probably walked to come together in a congregation, they probably lived, worked fairly close to each other. We don't get that opportunity today. We don't get to see each other on a daily basis. I wish we did. That's what is so important to me and the benefit to me of Wednesday nights. I get to see other Christians. I get to be refueled and of all the things that we can come together and do. We can come together and study the Bible together. It doesn't get better than that. But it says, exhort one another daily while it is called today. As long as today is today, exhort one another. Encourage one another. And that our previous slide about, does it build somebody up or does it discourage them? Does it tear down or build up? And tomorrow, when tomorrow becomes today, do it again. Encourage and exhort one another, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There is a difference. I personally do not know where the line is. I don't know if there is a line. But I'll tell you, I know it when I see it. I don't know. If you're asking me, at what point does it become God? I don't know. But I know gossip when it's gossip. And I know whether or not I should be involved in it or not. There's a difference, though. Two friends, family members, husband and wife, discussing something. There's a difference between discussing an issue and gossip. There is a difference between counsel. Somebody goes to an elder, goes to a preacher about a biblical issue that maybe involves somebody. There's a difference between counsel and guidance and gossip. I will ask this of you. Many of you, I talk to many of you about biblical things, and I love that. I would appreciate, for my sake, names not be involved. Because I don't like, because I'm human. I am human. And when somebody, you're wanting to know how to deal with a certain circumstance, and it involves an individual, being human, sometimes it shades how I see people from then on. And I don't like that. I don't like to be influenced by the influence of others. How somebody else sees somebody. I wouldn't want you to be influenced by me by something you hear from somebody else. I don't want to be influenced how I see you, how somebody else sees you. But there is a difference between friends getting together, two people that can let their guards down, buddies that can and have shared from the uttermost depths of their souls with friends, with brethren, family members. There's a difference between that and gossip. And I like to think most people know the difference. They might hide behind the guise of counsel. They might hide behind and use an excuse of something else to talk about somebody. But I think most people know the difference between gossip and counsel, guidance, family members discussing an issue, etc. Some good warnings to us. If a conversation starts out, I know I shouldn't say this, but that may be going the wrong direction. Have you ever heard a conversation started like that? I know I shouldn't say this, but. Or, now don't tell anyone this, but. That's probably not innocent, friendly conversation. I shouldn't say anything, but I don't mean to gossip, but if somebody says that, or if you say, you're already seeing that it is gossip. God forgive me, but He may not. You know what I've heard? I don't know if it's true, But I've heard, if a conversation starts out in this manner, it may not be good to listen to. Galatians 5:9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Now, that passage is not talking about necessarily gossip, but it sure applies. It applies about sin. A little sin can go a long way. A little sin can grow. Titus 1, verses 10 and 11, Paul's telling Titus about the circumstances and the bad situation. And he says, for there are many insubordinate. I'll tell you, that's a strong word right there. You usually think of that word insubordinate in the military, when people are not submitting to authority, when they're not in submission. And we're all, you know, we're Americans. We like to think, oh, we're Americans. We're free. We don't have to answer to anybody. Don't tread on me type attitude. We're all in submission, or should be, to something. At least to God. In submission to our families. In submission to elders. In submission to the Word of God. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households. Going back to the little leaven. Teaching things which they ought not. Now, this passage is actually talking about false teachers. Isn't gossip a lot of times false teaching? When King David had committed his sin with Bathsheba and then compounded the problem by having Bathsheba's husband killed in battle, sending him to the front lines, he's the commander-in-chief, compounding the problem of sin, Nathan addressed David. And one of the consequences of this sin is, he says, you've given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. This is sin. When we sin, and gossip is sin, when we sin in any way, we give occasion to the world to blaspheme God. We give occasion and lose credibility as a Christian. Somebody at work, if we're gossiping at work, well, aren't you a Christian? You always talk about going to church and stuff. Aren't you a Christian? You hypocrite. If you're going to do those things, what makes me think I can listen to anything out of your mouth? Why would I go to you for counsel and guidance if I'm here and you spill the beans about so-and-so in the next work cubicle down the way? When Nathan told David, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Why do people gossip? A lot of people, it makes them feel good. They're in the know. They know something. Maybe somebody, they can't keep it in. Hey, did you know something that that I know makes them feel good, puts them in a position of, well, I didn't know that. You did. You're in the know. You're in the mix of things. I tell you, some people are driven by that. They have to be in the mix. They have to be in the know of things. Sometimes it's intentional to hurt. Some people gossip without the intention of hurting others, but they just can't keep their trap shut. It hurts people, but they're not intending to do that. Other people, they're just flat out intending to hurt others. They're not allowed to beat somebody up. They're not allowed to go shoot them. But you know what? Sometimes there's worse character assassinations that you can do on somebody than with a stick or a bat or a gun. The question you got to ask, if you're a listener, if they'll talk about others, will they talk about you? Keep that in mind. If somebody's going to be yapping to you about others, I'd maybe keep my mouth shut to them, because chances are they're going to yap to somebody else about you. There's a difference between talking to others about doctrinal issues and personal issues. We are told many times about false teachers. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul is telling Timothy, look out for certain individuals. Earlier in verse 10, he's warning him about Demas has forsaken me. He's gone the way of the world. And in verse 14, he says, Alexander, he's calling him out by name. This is not gossip. One, it's true, and it's about doctrine. It's about their Christianity, how it affects them. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You notice Paul's not taking the revenge route. God's going to take care of him. I'm not. I don't want you to. God's going to take care of him. You also must be aware of him. That's not gossip. That's about a doctrinal issue. We will never hush up if somebody's teaching false doctrine. I hope we wouldn't. In Romans 16, Paul says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. We've got to be aware of those things and to warn others of those. But there's a difference between this and personal gossip. 1 Timothy 5:13 says, and besides, they learn to be idle. See that word idle? I tell you, there's a lot of meat in this one verse. Warning about against being idle. Rather than being idle, be active in the Lord's church. Be active in His kingdom. Rather than idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies. Does that just give you an image? A picture of gossips and busybodies saying things which they ought not. There's a difference in that and warning others about the false teachings of somebody. In Proverbs 11, verses 9 and 13, says the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. That shows you just how powerful and dangerous gossip is. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Then in 13, a talebearer reveals secrets. But he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. It's not going to go past you. If you're ever accused of being a gossip, she is just too cute. Look at that smile. If you're ever accused of being a gossip, the words of the great gospel preacher Marshall Keeble, I wish I would have been able to have heard him speak. Our lives overlapped a little bit. I would have loved to have heard him. This is regarding sin in general, but if somebody was to accuse you of sin, accuse you of gossiping, he says, live your life in such a way that if you were accused of wrongdoing, your friends wouldn't believe it, and your enemies couldn't prove it. If you were accused of being a gossip, and your friends heard about it, well, yeah, I can kind of believe it. That's them. Or if you were accused of anything, no, not them. Not them. I'd go to the bank knowing that they did not do that accusation. And the enemies couldn't prove it. That's wise words to live by with sin in general. We're going to end up with one of the verses that we started with. Things that God hates and finds as an abomination. Six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and most gossip is lies. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. I have never, ever, ever known of gossip to build up. I have never known of gossip to bring people together. I have only known of gossip to sow discord. As we go into this new week, let us all kind of take up that dedication again to live right, to live the way God wants us to abide by the words of Jesus, and definitely let's try not to gossip. Because all it does, it makes us look bad, it doesn't bring glory and praise to God, and all it does is tear down. If you're guilty of gossip, I urge you to repent. Go to that person that you've gossiped about. Doesn't mean that it's going to fix everything. I love the story, and it's been so long ago, but I remember roughly a story of a boy that goes to his dad, you know, I really hurt my friend. I said all these things about him. What do I do? He says, well, son, go in the garage, get a piece of board, and bring the can of nails. Bring the bucket of nails. For everything you said about him, hammer the nail into the board that you said about your buddy. Son does it, hammers the nails. Label each thing by each nail. It says, now use the hammer and take those nails out. Remove it. Take that nail out of what you've said about your friend. He takes the nails out. And then there's still the scars of the holes. there's still the scars left in the board. That's what gossip does. You can say you're sorry to that person and they can forgive you. But a lot of times, the damage is done. If you're guilty of gossip, repent. Repent to God. Repent to the person that you've done it to. If we have any sin, this is a good time to repent. If you need to respond to the invitation, either through baptism, prayers, forgiveness, repentance, whatever, please come forward while we stand and sing.